Home foreclosures jumped nearly 60% since last year. California, Nevada, and Florida have the highest foreclosure rates.
With so many homeowners facing foreclosure, some are turning to family or friends to bail them out. Now, suppose you are that family member or friend. How do you decide if you should help out with a home mortgage? Joining us now is Michelle Singletary, Day to Day's personal finance contributor. Michelle, you got a letter asking just this question from a reader of your newspaper column, The Color of Money. Now, just remind me the specifics of her situation.
In this case, the reader was named Lisa, and her brother-in-law and his wife wanted to borrow money to keep them out of foreclosure. They have a townhouse, and she wondered, should they lend them the money? Now, her husband and the mother of the brother-in-law thinks absolutely. But Lisa knows that this couple has not been spending their money well. That's why they're in trouble now. They have been living above their means, and she doesn't agree with her husband and mother-in-law that they should bail them out.
Boy, this is a really difficult family kind of situation that you have to think about. You're saying think about it in terms of the finances, and you don't think you should bail out a relative or friend who's facing foreclosure?
I think you need to look closely at the situation. If they have gotten into a situation where, say, they lost a job, but now they have a job again, that's why they're facing foreclosure, then I think that you should help out. But if this person can't afford the mortgage long term, and this is just going to be a short fix, or they have not shown any indication that they have changed their money habits, then you're going to just be throwing good money after bad. And you know, your mama told you never throw good money after bad, because down the road, they're going to end up in foreclosure and you would have lost that money.
Well, yeah, but she did say help out your brother or your sisters if they need it. And fortunately, they have better financial sense than I do. So, but
well,
you know what I mean?
Like,
it's hard to say no in that situation.
If they can't afford that mortgage, even if, say, the lender says, we're going to readjust the terms, and they still can't afford it, then you should not lend the money. They may have to let that house go. And here's the thing. Take a look at their budget. Sit down with them and see if, in fact, they can handle this long term. And it's perfectly okay to ask them to see their budget. And if they're not willing to do that, then don't give them the money. I mean, we're talking in a lot of cases of thousands of dollars. And it's really important that you feel comfortable that they can keep that house. Imagine if you give somebody $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 or more, and then a few months later, the house is taken away anyway. The other thing is, you never, ever, ever want to lend or give money you need back. So you ought to consider this if you're going to do this, that this money will never be seen again. And if you can't say that, you should not give it to them.
If you were going to do this loan, would you draw up a contract? Would you charge interest? What about all those kinds of things?
You know, I wouldn't charge interest. I would consider it a gift. And obviously that means that you have to be willing to part with the money and never get it back. I wouldn't necessarily draw up a contract. And, you know, certainly you can do a loan agreement if you want. But if your relative is in this position, they don't need another loan. And so that's why I say it's important to only give money you can afford to let go. I do think, however, that one of the conditions you ought to put on it is that they see a credit counselor, a qualified housing credit counselor. They can go to HUD.gov and find one to sit down with them to make sure that if, in fact, they stay in the house, they can keep the house.
Aren't there tax limits for how much you can give a family member as a gift, though?
You do have some yearly limits. You have some lifetime limits. That's definitely something that you need to consider.
Michelle Singletary, Day to Day's expert on personal finance and on families, too, sometimes. She writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. Michelle, good advice today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This sweet sense of Amelia.